listening to Footballing with Kids, the premier football podcast created by kids, but for listeners of all ages. Join, subscribe, and share. Here's your hosts, Ben and Jackson.
This is Ben.
And Jackson.
From Footballing with Kids, the premier football podcast. Welcome to the program. So yeah, sorry about not coming up out with a new episode in a while, but yeah, there has been a lot that has happened. Mm-hmm. So I'll start. Saquon Barkley, Lamar Jackson, Daron Payne, Evan Engram, and Josh Jacobs have all gotten franchise tagged.
And Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
By the teams that they are currently with.
Yeah. And Lamar Jackson, this was a huge story. He got the non-exclusive franchise tag. So if people want to get him, they would have to give the Ravens 2 first-round picks and a good offer to pay Lamar. And then the Ravens have the option to match that offer. And then
Geno Smith re-signs with the Seahawks for a 3-year, $105 million contract.
Yeah. And Derek Carr signed a 4-year, $160 million contract with the Saints. This is after he left the Raiders after being benched in favor of, I can't even remember who.
Jared Stidham.
Yeah.
But I have no idea why the Saints pay Derek Carr that much.
Neither do I. He's not that good.
Like, a player who got benched by a rookie who, like, hasn't really played.
Jared Stidham's not a
rookie. Getting paid more than a quarterback who led a supposedly garbage team to the playoffs.
Yeah. So, anyway. And then, now, we'll just I'll just introduce our new segment for the offseason until the draft. So our first segment is breaking headlines, which is what's going on right now. Next, it'll be the draft segment where we'll talk about the draft. And then it'll be trivia, one of our best segments from last offseason, and then fruit of the day, and then free for all.
So now let's hop into draft.
Yeah.
So the combine was a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And then a lot of things happened.
Anthony Richardson really shined. He ran a 40-yard dash in a 4.4, which is amazing for a quarterback.
I thought it was 4.44.
I don't know. I just know that it's in the 4.4s. I'll get a check on that.
He really shined. I'm pretty sure he had the best broad jump ever for a quarterback, too.
4.43.
Okay.
Just to put that in comparison, Lamar Jackson's 40 time is, what was it? Actually, Lamar Jackson didn't run one.
And that's coming from a 6'4", 230-pound player.
But here, just to put things into comparison a little more, Justin Fields ran a 4.46, RG3 ran a 4.41, and Michael Vick ran a 4.33. So he's up there with good, fast quarterbacks.
That's third all-time.
Yeah.
Or fourth all-time.
Mm-hmm. And then Lamar Jackson didn't run at the combine, but on Louisville's unofficial speed day, he ran a 4.34.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the first pick of the draft will be Will Anderson unless the Bears decide to trade down.
Mm-hmm. Which I think it probably will be Will Anderson Jr. because the Bears don't need a quarterback, and quarterback is what this draft has.
Yeah, so they will probably trade down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But my top quarterback is C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, and Anthony Richardson.
My top quarterback this year, I think, is Bryce Young.
I think Anthony Richardson's going to be really fun to watch. I just hope he doesn't end up like the last Florida quarterback who wore number 15.
Tim Tebow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, I guess, I think, more news about the draft. Jalen Carter, one of the top players in the draft, the Georgia D lineman, on the day of the party, he was driving one of the cars involved in the crash that killed a scouting director and player.
Really?
Yeah. So now he's facing criminal charges, but so that probably tanked his draft stock.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably all get seasoned out eventually, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's not expected.
Calvin Ridley's back. He's gonna do.
Calvin Ridley has been fully reinstated after his 1 year gambling suspension. And now I guess time to fruit of the day.
No, trivia.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Okay, so I'll go with all my questions first, and you'll go with your questions.
Yeah.
So for my first question, I have named two players who were drafted in the same year as Jameis Winston.
Do I get options?
No.
What year was Jameis Winston?
2015.
Oh, let me think. 2015. This is hard. Let me think.
I bet you could probably guess.
Yeah. Just really not sure. Jimmy Garoppolo?
Let me see. Okay.
Did I get it?
You have to have two players.
Is Jimmy Garoppolo one of them?
No, you have to tell me both players, and then I'll tell you.
Okay. Jimmy Garoppolo and, not Christian McCaffrey. He was, like, 2017. He was 2018. Let me think. Derek Carr?
Okay, so Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't right. And Derek Carr wasn't right.
I'm
pretty sure Derek Carr's younger and Jimmy Garoppolo's older.
Who were some of the players in the 2015 draft?
So, obviously, Jameis Winston, I said that. Marcus Mariota.
Oh.
Amari Cooper.
Oh.
Todd Gurley.
Oh.
Melvin Gordon. Eric Armstead.
Okay. Next question.
Next, how many people watch Super Bowl 57? 113 million, 173 million, 141 million, or 198 million?
113.
That's correct.
Let's go.
It was the third most watched Super Bowl in NFL history.
What were the other two?
I'm pretty sure one was a 49ers one.
Cool. Actually, I'll get a check on that. Just stand by. I'm getting it. Yeah. Number one. Super Bowl XLIX in 2015 was the highest.
That was
Seahawks versus Panthers.
39.
And then and then the second highest was Super Bowl XLVIII, aka 38.
Mm-hmm.
No, 48. And that brought in
Seahawks Broncos.
That was a sad one. I was too young to really know what was happening, though.
Mm-hmm.
Next question.
Next, name two players who have only played for the Patriots and Buccaneers.
Can you give me options?
No. Patriots? Only played for the Patriots and Buccaneers.
Only ever played?
Yeah.
They have to play for both of them?
Yeah, only. No other teams.
Can I do a player that's only played for... Can I do two players that have only played for the Buccaneers?
No.
Tom Brady?
That's one.
This is really hard. Shaq Mason?
Let me see. Wait. Yes!
Wait, actually?
Wait, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Let's go!
He wasn't what I was thinking of.
That was a wild guess.
I was thinking of Gronk.
Oh! Yeah.
Wait, let me just double check that it is Shaq. Yup.
Let's go! Yeah, I thought I remembered something about him being with the Bucks.
Mm-hmm. And next, name four players who were drafted in 2019, which was the year before the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Noah Fant, TJ Hawkinson.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have to be in the first round?
No, anybody.
Drew Lock.
Ash, okay.
And... Who else was there? Brian Burns.
You are correct.
Let's go.
That was the year Kyler, Nick Bosa, and Josh Jacobs were drafted.
Oh, wow.
And finally, when was Tom Brady drafted?
Do I get options?
No.
Do I have to guess the pick or the year?
Year.
Oh. 2001?
Incorrect. It was 2000.
Oh.
He so was you the were...
sixth round, 199, though.
Mm-hmm. You were three for five, which is pretty solid.
Can I get half a point for knowing his exact pick?
You can get a quarter of a point.
Okay.
3.25 out of 5.
Yeah, okay. Now here, who was selected directly after Peyton Manning in the draft? Ryan Leaf, Drew Brees, Tim Couch, or Matt Leinart?
Ryan Leaf.
Correct. Name four players from the 2017 draft, aka the Mahomes draft.
Can I say Mahomes?
No.
Okay, so you've got, what's his name? You've got Money Man Mitch Trubisky. I'm pretty sure, four, right?
Yeah, four.
I'm pretty sure Lamar was in it. 2018. This is, like, the year before I started, like, watching the NFL somewhat.
So you said, Mitch Lamar.
Yeah, Mitch Lamar. Two other players. Can I say Patrick Mahomes?
No.
Okay. This is tough. I'm trying to think quarterbacks. Wait, 2018?
2017.
It's like Mitch Trubisky. Wait, it goes 2019. Oh, wait, Solomon Thomas, Niners.
That's three.
Did you mention any players before the podcast?
Pretty sure I didn't.
During the podcast. CMC! You said him earlier.
Said who?
CMC.
What? No.
Christian McCaffrey?
Wait, that's your four?
Yeah.
Okay. Mitchell Trubisky and Solomon Thomas, right? But CMC was 2017, and,
I thought you said 2017.
No, no, actually, no. CMC was 2019.
Huh?
I was just wrong. Sorry about that. I was just wrong. No, actually, no. CMC was 2017.
Okay, good, good, good.
But Lamar Jackson was wrong.
Okay, was he in the Josh Allen draft?
Pretty sure. He was 2018.
Okay, who's another NFL player? Who's like another
No, but you
NFL
only got one try.
Yeah, I know. Just tell me.
What position?
Like the player I'd most know or something.
Myles Garrett was the number one pick.
Oh, wow. I feel so dumb right now. I knew there was, like, Mitchell's, like, two. I didn't know who's one. Okay, next question.
In the 2017 draft, who and where was Corey Davis selected? The Jets with the 6th pick, the Chargers with the 33rd pick, the Bears with the 9th pick, or the Titans with the 5th pick?
Jets with the 6th.
Nope, it was Titans with the 5th.
Wait, yeah, okay.
The Jets got him with a free agency signing.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember him, like, in a Titans uniform.
Okay. Yeah. Who was selected with the 17th pick in the 2021 draft? Zaven Collins, J.C. Horn, Alex Leatherwood, or Caleb Farley?
Alex Leatherwood.
Correct.
Okay, I'm 2 for 4. Let's I knew he was flat. Either 17 or 19.
What?
I knew he was either the 17th or 19th.
Let's get some claps from the audience out there for Jackson's outstanding performance.
Go me.
Who was Mr. Irrelevant in the 2021 draft?
Ryan Brock, Suckup.
Brock Purdy, Grant Stewart, Ryan Suckup, or Dax Milne?
Ryan Suckup.
Nope, it was Grant Stewart.
Dang it.
2 for 5. Not too bad, folks.
Okay, I should really get 2.75 because, like, you know, I got everybody but Lamar.
So
I got a solid 55%, guys. That's clearly an A.
Wow. Wait, 2.75?
Yeah.
No, I think I'll give you 2.25. You got part of the players.
But I got 3. Okay, fine. I got 45%, guys. That's only a B.
45%, guys. Only worse than an F.
Next, we have our new and first ever fruit of the day.
Yeah, let's go, folks.
Okay, Ben, what's our fruit of the day?
You're not supposed to... Oh, our fruit of the day is dragon fruit. And each episode, we will deliver 3 fun facts on fruit, on our specific fruit. So for this week, it's dragon fruit. And the first fact is, you're not supposed to eat the skin on a dragon fruit. It's poison. It's not poisonous, but it's often covered in pesticide residue.
Next, dragon fruits are very high in vitamin C, fiber, and lycopene. Lycopene lowers your risk of heart disease and cancer.
And dragon fruits are very sweet, so I recommend you go try a dragon fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And now time for free-for-all.
The words are better than nuggets.
What? No. Heck no.
Heck yes.
What's your proof?
The Warriors have a better offense than the Nuggets.
The Nuggets are a better team.
Well, offense wins games.
Wow. The Nuggets have a better home and away record.
Well, that's because Jokic didn't get injured for, like, half the season.
Yeah, but it's not my fault Steph Curry's inconsistent.
He's not inconsistent.
But it's because Klay, he took, like, a couple months to, like, finally, like, get it together. And Wiggins was injured for a while, and Jordan Poole was shaken up from being punched.
The Warriors have a much better record. No, not the Warriors.
Of course the Warriors have a much better record. Not the Warriors.
I'm joking. 34
and 22 is so much better than 46 and 19.
46 and 20.
46 and 19.
46 and 20.
Did they lose today?
Yeah.
How do you lose to the Bulls?
Hey,
the Bulls aren't even a play-in team.
How do you lose to the Thunder?
They have SGA.
Well, so?
The Thunder have a better record than the Bulls.
How do you lose to the Lakers?
The Lakers have a better record than the Bulls.
How do you lose to the Lakers twice?
Three
times. The Lakers just own you guys.
You won a championship recently?
Recently enough. The Warriors were better last year. But
how many championships have you won in the past 7 years?
Seven.
No.
They've won the championship of my favorite team. The only one that matters. See? Head-to-head matchup.
You allowed Nikola Jokic allowed Vucevic to have 25 points and 15 rebounds.
Vucevic isn't defense. Cut him some slack. No, Jokic isn't defense.
Well, a good center, he is supposed to be defense.
You
guys lost to the Grizzlies.
No, we beat
and the
Grizzlies.
Magic.
We beat the Grizzlies.
You lost to them on the 25th.
We beat them, like, 2 days ago. Here, Nuggets versus Warriors, head-to-head matchup. The Nuggets won by, like, 17.
Well, what's my excuse? Draymond Green wasn't there, and so was Klay.
So?
Yeah.
So? The Nuggets weren't their best either because they were starting Vlatko Kansar.
What's wrong with him? We were starting Kuminga.
Kuminga's good.
This is like his third, like, this is his first year, like, actually getting minutes.
I've never even heard of Vlatko Kansar.
We had 17 points. That's just as much as Michael Porter Jr.
Nuggets are a better team. Ask anyone.
I'll ask 5 of my friends.
Yeah, San Francisco friends. Ask 5 people in Kansas.
Well, Kansas is close to Colorado.
No, so ask 5 Denver's people. Ask 5 people in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's closer. How about Texas?
Oklahoma has their own team, so.
Except Oklahoma, their, like, team that will make the playoffs is Denver.
Well, the people in Oklahoma are Thunder fans, not Nuggets fans.
In the playoffs, they're Nuggets fans.
End of story. We are a football podcast, not a basketball podcast.
I thought we were a fruit podcast.
We're both.
Okay. Get ready for our mock draft, guys.
Yeah,
it's gonna be.
I have finished mine. We should be premiering it pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it's NHL
time. Has its own episode.
It's NHL time.
Okay, NHL.
What's your team, the San Jose?
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, 6-0 Avalanche beating San Jose Sharks. San Jose Sharks point differential of minus 59. Only 50 points.
Only 50, guys. You guys are barely a playoff team.
You guys are barely not the worst team in the league.
We're better than Chicago. Who lost to Chicago in the NBA?
NBA is different. Who lost to Denver in the NBA?
We don't talk. Huh? Who beat you 4-1 and won the championship last year?
Well, that was last year.
That's still recent.
The Warriors were better last year, but the Nuggets are so much better this year. Okay, after the episode, I will call 5 Taco Bells in Texas and ask them who is better. We'll settle it that way.
Except that they'll be biased against the Warriors for the Warriors beating them.
They won't know about that.
Yes, they will. That was really recent.
Huh?
It was really recent.
Yeah, which is why they won't know about it.
Okay. And I think that's it, guys.
Yep. Thanks for joining us.
One.
Peace.
And recording.